The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
There's no vote necessary. This has become a de facto semifinal game.
Got a man open, Amari Cooper.
15 seconds, they're going to get two throws to the end zone.
Murray,
game over. That's the one thing he didn't want to do.
There it is, Tua Tagovailoa gets the second half start.
Fires to the end zone, touchdown! Alabama breaks Georgia hearts.
Tua is down again, and that means Jalen Hurts, a guy who was replaced in the national championship, comes in to take over.
Quarterback draw, Jalen Hurts, touchdown!
This was one of the greatest games we ever watched. And we're going to be seeing more chapters of Alabama and Georgia.
Here's Bryce stepping up, running room, he's got it, he's going to go all the way. Gets the snap. He looks and throws, intercepted Alabama.
Jordan Battle may have just broken the Bulldogs' back.
Georgia, bitter taste in that latest loss to Alabama. Is this their night? Launching downfield, intercepted. Kalee Ringo has an escort down the sidelines. Georgia is going to conquer the Crimson Tide.
We can just fast forward and get to Atlanta. Georgia and Alabama, winner take all. It'll be a lot of fun.
So the game set on Saturday afternoon. We will begin our coverage Friday afternoon from Georgia. Let's get to the calls now. You've been waiting for this one. Legend is next.
What's going on, my black hat brother? What's going on, brother?
We are just having ourselves a fun time today, Legend. Waiting for you.
Man, Paul, what a game. What an arm bow. My favorite arm bow of all time. I'm still drinking them Auburn tears. Still drinking them tears, baby. Woo! Drinking them tears. That was funny. They were going to rush the field. Then they were, I didn't do that. Man, I tell you, Paul, when the season's on the line, when Nick Saban's career is in the balance, when Michael Bratton is dancing around his living room celebrating, when J.K. has already prepared a speech about how Alabama's not making the playoffs, who do you call? Not James Bond, but Bond, Isaiah Bond, baby, 006. Woo! Paul, you couldn't have had a better game for Alabama going into the SEC championship game. That was the perfect game right there, brother. That couldn't have went no better. I was hoping for an 80-point victory, but we all know they got that voodoo down there in Auburn. They put the voodoo on us again. Every time we go down there to Jordan Head, they put the voodoo on us. But, hey, we solved it. We handled it. And to see adopted ugly little stepbrother crying at the end, it was so wonderful. So wonderful. Kick six that. Let me tell you something, Iron Man. Let me tell you what your proctologist told you at your last meeting. A doctor appointment. Fear the thumb. Yeah, baby. Fear the thumb, baby. Five in a row coming up, baby. Five in a row. Hey, Paul, I heard you say something on the Matt Berry show. Let me say y'all do a great. I always watch that on Sunday morning. Got to get my Sunday morning going. I heard you say that Nick Saban wasn't only loved by Alabama fans, but you think that Nick Saban is being loved by the whole nation now. What was your thought in saying that statement right there?
Well, my point is that, you know, he was respected, but I think if you're coming from different fan bases, you always have some animus toward him because he's ruined your life so many times. But he's becoming more human, I think, because of what he has gone through this year. And I think maybe age factors into it. But, you know, his interviews to me are just more, he's not as robotic. He's more likable.
Yeah, I think ever since Miss Terry kicked him in the butt, he just said, to hell with it. I'm going to have fun regardless of what happens. You can see it on him, man. You can see it in him. Nick's just laughing at all these Michael Brattons and all these idiots that is counting him out. Nick's just out there living his best life, man, having fun. That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. You know, Paul, this Alabama-Georgia game, as an old-school sports fan, it really reminds me of Muhammad Ali and George Foreman. It really does. When Foreman had destroyed everybody for several years, and then he had to go up against Ali in Africa, and they said, oh, Ali, you know, he's washed up. You know, he's a former champion, but he can't do it no more. But Ali rose to the occasion and rope-a-doped his ass. It took the title back. It really reminds me of that George Foreman.
Year, wasn't
Ali,
it?
Baby. Yep, sure was, man. So what? Old Don King got him $10 million out of Zaire Price.
Don always got his $10 million.
You heard something about Don King the other day. Said that he went to one fight with Joe Frazier. He arrived with Joe Frazier, but he left with George Foreman when the fight was over. That's Don King right
you know,
there.
Legend, I met Don King a number of years ago, and he kind of, I had a name tag on. I really don't even remember where, but he said, now, who are you? I said, I'm nobody. Don't worry about me. He just kept walking.
What a sports figure, dude. What a sports figure. But I say this right here, Georgia, we want you. We want you. We count the minutes. We count the moment. And let me say this, this is one of the top, in my mind, this is one of the five biggest games in Alabama football history right here. One of the five biggest games. We must stop the run. It's all about stopping that run, George. It's all about taking that throne back. We want it. We coming for it. We counting the moments to your ass come down that tunnel. We about to get at that ass. You can bet on that right there. And let me tell you something, Georgia, against Nick Saban, you 0-3 in the SEC championship game. We own you in the SEC championship game. And that's in the back of your mind. We want that ass, and we're going to get at it Saturday. You can bet that. It's on. It's time to get rumbling, baby. Let it rumble. Let me say this, Ohio State. Yada, yada, yada. You pathetic. Let me say this, Texas. Let me say this, Texas A&M. Yada, yada, yada. You are a coach's graveyard. It don't matter who the hell you hire. It ain't going to work out. And let me say this right here, Michigan. Yada, yada, yada. Your ass going to get beat by 20 in the playoffs again. Yada, yada, yada. Bring it on, Georgia. Woo! It's going down. Foreman Ali. We about to rope-a-dope that ass. Yada, yada, yada. Alabama will be the SEC champion, baby. Love you, Paul. Legend has left the building.
Jonathan is in Athens. Good afternoon, Jonathan.
Paul, I don't know how I'm going to be able to follow up the legend, man. I've been a caller the last 10 years. I've grown up listening to your show. And I want to liken you to a guy used to write for the Banner Herald here in Athens, used to write for the Journal Constitution, Louis Grizzard. I just wish you'd crack a couple more jokes. But I tell you what, man, that dude over there called you about three callers back from Ohio State. I want whatever kind of dope that dude was smoking, man. He's delusional. But I guess I called you tonight, Paul. Here we are back again, Alabama-Georgia in the SEC championship game. I'm so doggone glad it's going to be Gary Danielson's last.
Oh, my goodness.
I know everybody else is. But, man, I cannot, you know, on one hand.
I mean, those guys literally had Alabama buried Saturday night.
Oh, I know. I know. And it's like I was setting up in the – we were getting ready to watch the Tech game. I was in Atlanta. You know, we were all sitting there looking at my phone, and it's like, what's going to happen? And then at 4th and 30, whatever it was, came up, and, oh, man – I don't know what's going to happen Saturday, but I can tell you this much. This is going to be a game for the ages like it always is between these two programs. You know, for anybody to be disrespectful to any one of these two programs right now, in the playoffs committee, press writers, whoever, they need to realize and understand they're two biggest teams in the country in football for the last decade and a half have been Georgia and Alabama. You know, and it's going to be a great – interesting thing to see, you know, the last East-West. Hey, like legend said, I leave Foreman. But I'm going to throw a combo breaker in there. We just going to go up in there like Mike Tyson, whoop everybody's ass. Go Dawgs.
Trey is up next in Auburn. Hello, Trey.
How you doing, Paul? How you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Paul, what I want to talk about is Saturday on SEC Nation. I'm the same Trey that won those tickets.
Oh, my.
And I just wanted to congratulate, thank you guys. You, Kim, Jordan, Roman, Laura, the entire SEC Nation crew. I appreciate that opportunity. I'm going to have a great time in Atlanta this weekend and Roll Tide.
Well, Trey, it was really exciting to watch all that unfold. Come see us, and you will have a great time. Thank you very much. Let's take a short break. We have 50 minutes or so. We've watched Mike Elko being introduced at Texas A&M. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
It's a blind reveal, you know, all this conversation about one-loss team. So who you got? Just look at this, strength of record, strength of schedule. You know who's probably not in the top 15 in strength of schedule? Let's see it. Texas and Alabama. Alabama looking pretty good in spite of all the naysayers out there.
Yeah,
Larry is up next. Good afternoon, Larry.
What you talking about, Jack? Man, damn, what a game, boy. I mean, let me tell you, brother. I'm telling you. I sat in, I got so mad at Milroe a couple times, run out of bounds and throwing the ball away. How stupid is that? What, you know, and then he supposed to run out of bounds, and he does. He's still a little bit misguided, but I still love him. But I cut the game off with 6 minutes left.
What is that?
I cut it off. I was mad. I was so pissed off, I cut the game off. I said, hell with it. So I drank about 12, 14.
So, okay, Larry. So about 5:30, games late, you turn it off. So what happened after that?
I started hitting some beers, really mad, rethinking about how bad. And just, I said, well, it ought to be over now. So I turned it back on. Just about time he reared back and throwed that ball. Son, I'm going to tell you something. This place come apart with Larry running up and down this hill. Trotter, boy. Woo! Damn, man. Oh, God. I replayed that thing 15 times. Oh, I loved it. Oh,
Larry,
man.
Was anybody anywhere near?
No, it wasn't. Nobody went in the zip code. One guy was Auburn guy, and he wanted to come over and watch it. I said, hell no. Hell no. I'm glad he didn't, because I would have been duking it out, probably.
Well, Larry, you remember the last time that happened, don't you?
Yeah, I know, my
boy. You got suplexed in the next century.
Yeah, that's what I like to do.
Larry, at your age, you don't need to be taking whippings by people, okay?
Yeah, I know, man. I'm sick right now with this damn chest fungus crap. It's probably something some Auburn fan next to me coughed on me, because them critters, they ain't got no sense, no respect for people. Just like AJ. Ain't that his initials?
AJ, yeah.
AJ, yeah, he's an a-hole. That's what he is, a-hole.
Now, come on, AJ, give him a break, man. His team just got their heart ripped out.
Yeah. AJ,
don't you? I mean, AJ, Larry, don't you feel a little bit sorry for Auburn?
Hell no, brother! I wish I had ever called her for Auburn out in the big field, like Hunter Field Stadium, with a big megaphone. I'd say back to back to back to back, Jack. Tell it like it is. Woo! Here we come, you little yappy dog. Love you, pal.
Thank you, Larry. Take care of yourself. I don't like the sound of this.
I know.
I keep telling you, Larry, I don't mean to be arrogant. I don't have time for a funeral this week.
All right,
maybe next. Next week's good, not this week. AJ is up next.
More like a soul stripping. That wasn't anything to do with a heartbreaker. That was a soul stripper. But I'll tell you what, Larry, at least I ain't a quitter. Turn the TV off at 6 minutes. I mean, that's as bad as I've ever seen it. Right there. At least you admitted you're like Jim. You're a quitter. That's the bottom line. But, Paul, where's the hotline number? I need the hotline number. I mean, come on now. That was the gut wrencher. I mean, I was 50 seconds away from you having to go get that Hugh Freeze tattoo on the left
side. You're right.
Of your
I had agreed to
right
it.
Right across.
I think you know who I was rooting for at the end.
but I think you're the one that called in the play on the Russian 2, 4th and 31.
Yeah, that was my idea. I said, hey, you know, put two in, spy one, and you don't want. I mean, Hugh Freeze said you don't want to have to get into one-on-one coverages. Well, Hugh, got bad news for you.
Oh, dude,
that's what you had at the end.
Go ahead.
No, I got nothing to say.
The one-on-one matchup with Bonds was absolute ignorance. I mean, he's the best player they got. But, I mean, what it all boiled down to, it was 4th and 31, and Auburn invested in stocks, and Alabama invested in Bonds. That's the bottom line, and it is what it is. And everybody was asking, well, I wonder how Paul reacted. What was his final reaction? I'm going to tell everybody what he did. He jumped his ass up and put on them skinny jeans and them sneakers, and he ran through the subdivision praising Nick Saban and Jalen Milroe for saving his ass. The ones that he talked about all year long and dogged
exactly
them out.
Right,
and
the
now they made you eat. They made you eat your word. Well, they made you eat your kale. That's
hey,
the bottom line,
Paul. So, AJ, where were you and what were you doing when the play happened?
I was literally sitting here at home, and I was like, we got this deal. I mean, we got this deal. But I seen them only have two up front. And I'm like, okay, they're going to force him to throw it. But I didn't know Bonds was on the left-hand side until the ball was already in the air. And I knew as soon as it was – I mean, they obviously practiced that deep corner right there often. I mean, I'm sure they had. He put it on a bullet. I mean, he was dead on the money. He couldn't have been – you know, I would have let him put I'd have put my money on him in the craps table and won money all night at the casino. It was a beautiful play. It was heartbreaking. But I went from the highest of highs, excitement. All I was thinking about is, you know, we done everything that we could do to be in this position, and we let it get out of our hands. It was the same thing that happened 2 years ago. We had them. And they slipped out of our damn hand. And now I got to listen to these pathetic Alabama fans that sit and dog out Georgia for being terrible winners, can't win with class. And what happens? They open up their fat mouths the very 5 minutes later. They're blowing up Twitter and everything, showing their true self, acting like a – and so for that, this is what I say. Georgia, run the damn football. That's all you got to do. Run the football, and you'll win the game. War damn eagle, Paul.
I have a feeling our next caller is not going to be too bothered by what AJ said. Handsome Joe is on the line.
Roll tight, roll, Paul, fine, Bob. And hey, nobody cares what AJ's got to say, Paul. I think so. So he's saying that we took the Twitter after the game. What does he expect us to do? We just beat DeKalb College. I mean, Auburn made it tough because, you know, they go to college where they practice milking cows. I mean, they're cow milkers, Paul. But, you know, that week it was a good game. We was kind of overlooking them. But, hey, when Jalen Milroe, man, when he threw that 4th and 31 strike to Isaiah Bond 0017, hey, I jumped over my coffee table. I mean, I couldn't sit down the rest of the night, Paul. It was daylight before I even went to bed the next day. And I'm like, Larry, I replayed that, Paul, and it was beautiful. I mean, it was I think we were kind of overlooking Auburn a little bit, although sure we normally don't ever overlook Auburn.
Well, you can't help it when you got the game of the year the following week. I mean, the circumstances were pretty similar to 2 years ago.
Right, and we've just been wanting Georgia so bad, you know, that it was, I think we were just kind of overlooking Auburn a little bit because we didn't look like we were, I mean, we didn't play good at all. I mean, not during the whole game until the last 40 seconds. I mean, we played, or the last two plays, really. The whole game, we didn't play good at all. And it was just, we were just kind of going through the motion, but it was a big game for Auburn because, you know, they had everything to gain. But we had everything to lose, but I think we were just overlooking, you know, a little bit. I think Georgia may have been, you know, because Georgia Tech played them kind of tight there for a while, and I think Georgia may have been kind of looking to pass next week also. But hey, it's gonna be another classic. But hey, I got to go.
Thanks so much for the call. We head to the break. We still have a few minutes remaining. Stick around.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Well, 30 minutes on this Monday. What an afternoon this has been, Cat. Daddy is up next.
Greetings and salutations, Big Paul, as we get ready for our Christmas time is on the way. Now, I know y'all going to pick at me about South Carolina, but I'll tell you this.
Who won that game? I had to turn it off.
Oh, then you know who won. Clemson didn't score an offensive touchdown, though. But here's the reason I really called tonight, and it's not about football, Mr. Feinbaum. It's about Christmas. I would like to ask people, especially in the Columbia area, please do not put in your front yard Christmas decorations with red and blue lights.
Last year,
I turned a corner on a neighborhood, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and I seen the red and blue lights, and I slammed on my brakes. I rolled down the window, threw the beer out, put my gun up under the seat, turned the radio down, and I sat there waiting. Oh, yeah, I had to put my seatbelt back on, and I was sitting there waiting. And waiting and waiting. I looked up in that rearview mirror. There wasn't no police. It was the Christmas decorations. So think about that this Christmas, folks, and make somebody like me a Merry Christmas and don't do that.
Thanks, Cat Daddy. How interesting. Malcolm.
Wow.
Is up next.
I can just see that Larry walking up on Cat Daddy, both of them drunk as hell. Yeah,
Larry versus Cat Daddy in a cage match, and winner gets Ric Flair.
Yeah. I mean, what game was Legend watching on Saturday? Because I saw Auburn run up and down the field, 6-5 Auburn running up and down the field with a totally overmatched team. And Larry turns the TV off with 6 minutes left. What game was Larry watching? If that team shows up to face Georgia, they're gonna hand them their butts. So, you know, I don't know what you guys are smoking, but you think this is Saban's best coaching? Our best years are ahead of us at Auburn. I mean, Hugh Freeze is going to – once he gets his recruits in there, I mean, we got Brian Harsin's recruits, and we nearly beat you. If that guy hadn't muffed that punt, we'd have won that game. We'd have just run the ball out.
That, you're right. That was the most important play in the game, as crazy as that sounds.
I know I'm crazy, but I haven't had as much to drink as Larry.
I have, and you're right. Thanks for the call. I'll take the Woodford this time. Eric is up next.
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
I wanted to get your thoughts on Napier, if you thought he was a big league coach and if he's organized enough to coach there.
Seen no evidence of that so far. Have you?
Okay. Well, just some of his play calling is a little bit off, I think, with the
I would say that.
Trick plays.
Had a chance Pardon to put that. I mean, he was in great shape Saturday night. Let it all slip away.
Yep.
Just like he did a couple other times this year. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, in candor, I probably saw less of Florida this year than I have in my career because they just weren't really worth watching. So I'm not as conversant. The people that are, I have spoken to, and they have serious doubts about Billy Napier.
Well, a lot of penalties, and then a play like the LSU shoe where we spit in the guy's face, it just was like, wow.
Well, that wasn't Billy Napier.
No, but I mean, it comes back to the, you know, discipline.
Well, I don't know what he's on. He's well organized. He's got a really great plan. College football doesn't allow you forever to get it right. And when you're at the University of Florida, which should be one of the two or three gold standards in the SEC, there's no excuse to have two losing seasons.
Well, I don't believe in flipping coaches right away. I've never recommended
that Florida do, but I'm tired of hearing about how young they are and this and that. I mean, get out there. I mean, there is no excuse to lose to Arkansas. I mean, that was a sad team this year, an absolutely terrible program in 23, and you lost to them at home?
Correct.
No excuse. Thanks for the call. Jay is up next in Mobile. Hello, Jay.
Roll Tide, Paul. Great show today. I usually try to call early. Anyway, thanks for taking my call. And it's another great Saturday of football. Rivalry week was definitely exciting. I just can't believe football season's over. It just seems
really
like
not.
It just
doesn't
started,
until
Paul.
January 8th. So,
well,
we got
you
a
know,
little,
on a regular
more time.
Season, Paul, I just have to say that was the best ending to an Iron Bowl in my 56 years of living. That was an awesome.
I wasn't around for the punt Bama punt, so. The ones I am familiar with were Van Tiffin in 85, which you probably remember. The kick
yes,
six,
sir.
Which you probably remember, and the one Saturday.
By
the way, the one 2 years ago was pretty good too.
Yes.
But it
yes,
wasn't
but.
it was more what happened in regulation to get Alabama in overtime more than a final play.
I tell you what, it definitely messed with my stress level. I ain't going to lie. No. JK, this is for you. You're an idiot. All your predictions are always wrong. And, Paul, I'm going to say this SEC championship's going to be an epic one.
It will. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Craig is up next in Ohio. Hello, Craig.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, what's your thoughts on that Ohio State-Michigan game?
I thought it was pretty amazing that the interim coach for Michigan badly outcoached Ryan Day, who I've been told is one of the three best coaches in college football.
Right. You think Rome's got anywhere he's got to go? I think he's got a lot of offers that he's going to, like, get.
I also came away thinking that McCord was a good quarterback, but certainly not elite. You got Marvin Harrison Jr. You got two of the top five receivers in college football, and you couldn't get more production out of them.
Yeah, I don't think our offensive line really protected him that well.
No, they
didn't. I think our defense. Could have done a little bit better job also.
Hey, Craig, by the way, after all that, I still think Ohio State's one of the four best teams in the country. If you're looking at it from, like, I'll take that team. I don't care what – I don't need any analytics. Just in what – I mean, they're a tremendous football team. But I really expected – I know it sounds crazy to say you expect more out of this team, but – It's just the last 2 years have left me feeling very empty about Ryan Day. We'll take a short break. We are back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.